الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. ما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله to this session of the course titled by Key to Knowledge. And as we said that we are inshallah ta'ala going to speak about the principles of Aqeedah. And I told you that there are going to be an exam or a quiz for the previous lectures, but we decided to postpone it until it is all on the website, so those who did not listen to, they can go back and listen to it. And we want to see whatever of those talks were recorded and by the way, you can have them from also WZIG. And inshallah we'll make the quiz one day. Right. As for the Aqeedah, first of all, we need to know what is the meaning of Aqeedah. What is the meaning of Aqeedah? Anybody can tell us, please? Now, there are some people saying that beliefs associate with Islamic faith, believe firmly tied to one's heart. The belief is tawheed, that which your heart is firm tied upon, which is tawheed. Okay, Aisha and Shunya and score B so far, mashallah, good answers. Okay, here we have on Baltok, it is to tie a knot from Aqada, that's correct, right? Tasalma says Allah will not punish you for what is unintentional. It's not the proper understanding of Aqeedah. Okay. Maryam underscore B say to tie a no, and you're meaning a not maybe, in your heart upon a certain way of belief. Okay. Abu Lina say to tie a knot. Alright. On the heart with belief. Mm-hmm. Right. Salih, say. Is this meaning in Lugha or Sharia? Well, give us what you have. I just want to see what you have. Okay. Tayyiba says, firm belief in the heart that is far from doubt. Okay. Okay. Right. Bulina says, linguistically it comes from aqada, ya'qidu, to tie knot. Tayyib. And the religious meaning? Okay, believe in Tawheed. No, it's not necessarily Tawheed because we say Aqeedah. Many people have many different Aqeedah. You can see, for example, the Buddhists have their own Aqeedah. The Christians, they have their own Aqeedah. They believe in it. It's as it is said, it is what been formed in the heart. Whatever belief formed in the heart, that is called Aqeedah. That is called Aqeedah. Naam. The firm creed that one's heart is fixed upon without any wavering or doubt. It excludes any supposition, doubt, or suspicion. Suspicion. طيب. What been said is enough, inshallah, and we can gather all these statements of yours, brothers and sisters, which are perfect to me. These are perfect. We can join them all to say, okay. It is what is firmed in one's heart of which it makes him to do or not to do things. As form of worship to please whoever this person worships. We can say that this is the definition of Aqeedah. Generally, this is the definition of Aqeedah. Now, so this is the definition of Aqeedah. Now, we need to know the definition of the proper Islamic Aqeedah. Al-Aqeedah Al-Islamiyya Sahiha. Ma hiya? The proper definition for the Islamic belief or Aqeedah. The proper or correct Islamic creed or belief is whatsoever the Quran and authentic ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proves none. So we can say that this is the aqidah. Whatsoever the Quran and the authentic ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prove. So this is the proper Islamic aqidah. And adding to it, what the Sahaba, the companions, of Rasulullah, of the Messenger of Allah, have are used to have used to believe in their lifetime. So we can say that this is the proper definition of the Islamic aqidah. Whatsoever the Quran, and remember this, because I'm going to ask you guys later on, one day inshallah, we're going to ask about these things, huh? So you need to remember, later on you don't say, we did not find this in any book. So, the question might be, that maybe come inshallah on the future, what is the meaning of aqidah? Now remember, the answer should not be the proper belief or this. It is only, it is whatsoever it is what is sorry it is what is formed in one's heart of which can make this person to do or not to do things as a form, of worship, in order to please or seeking the pleasure of the one that this person worships. In order to gain the pleasure, in order to gain the pleasure of the one this person worships. So this would be the answer of the first question. Now the second question is going to be, what is the proper or correct Islamic creed or aqeedah? And the answer is going to be what we written lastly here. It is whatsoever the Quran and the authentic Sunnah or Ahadith of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم prove and what the companions of the Messenger of Allah meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to believe in their lifetime. So this is now, how difficult is this? It is not that, it is not difficult. Am I right? So inshallah ta'ala this should be from the questions that you may even find on the exams inshallah. Right. So now so far we knew the general meaning of aqidah, and now we knew also the meaning of the proper Islamic aqidah that Rasulullah ﷺ came with. Now, that Rasulullah ﷺ came with. The second thing that we want to talk about today, before we go on a break, although we just started late because of the internet connection here, but we still need to take the break so one can concentrate and refresh. The second question is, what is the meaning or what is Tawheed? What is Tawheed? Can we see some answers, please? Whether from the linguistic meaning or the Sharia meaning. Okay, here it says Aziz says make one. The belief and the oneness of Allah. طيب. It is to single out Allah alone of worship. The way of belief is called Tawheed, and it means to single out Allah in worship. Okay. Now, until now, I haven't seen any linguistic meaning. Into one, let me see. Into one, I said only the. Right. Okay. To make something into one. Yeah, that's correct. Shoina underscore B is saying that linguistically it is. To make something into one. Okay, that's correct. That's correct. It is called, yani it is from the word وحد يوحد توحيدا. It is from the word that, to believe in Allah. La, it's not. We talk about the linguistic meaning, huh? Let me say that. It is to single out anything. It is to single out. But in the Sharia of Islam, Tawheed has a different meaning. What it is? I don't know, you guys. While I type on music, you can read what I'm typing or after I finish. While typing, okay. All right. Let me just say it and then okay. The scientific definition of Tawheed, according to the Sharia, the ulama of the Sharia of Aqidah. They say it is to believe in the oneness in the oneness of Allah as the Lord the God and the perfect names and attributes of Allah that make you that make one to act accordingly. Let us see what does that mean. So, if we ask what is Tawheed, definitely we don't want the answer to be linguistically. We want the answer to be according to the Sharia. So it is to believe. In the oneness of Allah, the Almighty, as the Lord, of all universes, okay, the God that to be alone worshipped, and that He has the all beautiful names, the beautiful names, and perfect attributes. So this is going to be the answer of this question. This is going to be the answer of this question. Now, I think it is better now we take a break and then come back to continue, inshallah. So at least we know what we are, inshallah ta'ala, going to speak about. Right. We take a short break, inshallah, and come back. Assalamu alaikum. Ikhwan, please pay attention and no chatting during the class. Inshallah, after the class, you are more than welcome to chat each other and greet each other and welcome each other. Right. We come to now to the third point, which is third important question. We know now about Aqidah, about Tawheed, and now we ask about Iman. What is the meaning of Iman, or what is Iman? What is Iman? Anybody can tell us linguistically and according to the Sharia. Okay, Zainab Shafiq says linguistically believe. Okay, here we have linguistically. Okay, to believe. Why? What is the dalil that linguistically it is to believe? What is the dalil for that? لا شوينا. It is not believe in Allah and His Messenger. No, these are something else. We're going to speak about it. To believe in something unseen, Allah Ta'ala. لا لا لا. Language technically, what is the دليل? Someone answered now and said that it is to believe, like what is this? IBB underscore Shaheed. Okay. In Surah Yusuf, the brothers of Yusuf said to their father, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. So now we have the dalil here. بِمُؤْمِنٍ, they are talking to their father who is Yaqub alayhi salam, a prophet. Can they say to Yaqub, you're not a believer? Now it means you will not believe us. You will not believe us even if we speak the truth. Naam. That is as in Surah Yusuf. طيب. According to the Sharia, what is the meaning of what is the meaning of Tawheed according to the Sharia? Now, linguistically, we said it is to believe. It is to believe. And the dalil for that, the proof for that, is what is in Surah Yusuf. Right. According to the Sharia, we have a number of brothers and sisters say, believe in the heart, speak on the tongue, and action on the limbs, and it increases and decreases. MashaAllah, this is like if this person is looking into my papers. However, my papers are written in Arabic only. So it cannot be that they have seen my papers. But this is exactly what the ulama of Aqidah say. Al-Iman اعتقاد القلب. It is the belief of the heart. ونطق اللسان, and the speech on the tongue, or the declaration of this belief which is in the heart, to declare it by your mouth, by your tongue. وعمل بالجوارح والأركان. وعمل الجوارح والأركان, and it is the act of the limbs, and one important thing about iman and understanding iman is that it increases and decreases. It is not one solid unit as the Mu'tazila and the Khawarij say. It is not only by the heart as the Jahmiya and the Sha'ira say. But it is believing in the heart, declaring by the tongue, and acting by the limbs or the body parts. And we have to understand that very well, that Iman increases by the good deeds, when the person does the good deeds, and it decreases, it gets decreased by the sins, by the sins or disobedience. Now, so that is the Iman. That is the Iman. Iman increases and decreases by doing the good deeds. Right. We all know the pillars of Iman. We all know the pillars of Iman. But what are the principles of Aqeedah? What are the principles of Aqeedah, Ikhwan? Anybody can tell us, please? What are the principles of Aqeedah? To believe in Allah, His angels, His book, His messengers, His last day, the last day, okay, and the predestination. Well, these, as we said, these are the pillars of Iman only. These are from the principles of Aqeedah, but not all the principles of Aqeedah. These are from the principles of Aqeedah, but not all the principles of Aqeedah. We still need some more to clarify. Okay, Akhwan, what are the principles of Aqeedah? What are the principles of Aqeedah? Ilm? No. And to make the long short, these six pillars which the brother mentioned are six principles of Aqeedah, but there are more. Okay, Abu Lina, but it's not a principle of Aqeedah. It is a condition for worship. It's a condition for worship. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. As Imam Bukhari said, بَابٌ الْعِلْمُ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. So you don't act, you don't say, you don't seek forgiveness, you don't call unless you have the ilm, you have the knowledge. But we cannot say it is one of the principles of Aqeedah. Jazakallah khair, Abu Lina. Zainab said Aqeedah and worship, Aqeedah and manhaj, Aqeedah and Ibadah, Aqeedah and Suluk. Okay, what about these? These are the topics of the course. That's what we are going, inshallah, to. We have mentioned that in the previous classes. We have mentioned these topics. Maryam says, no words other than the words of Allah. No. Jazakallah khair. But this is not the proper answer. طيب, let's look to it. We said these six believe in Allah, and we are going to speak about each one more widely and with the proofs and evidences. Okay. Believe in Allah, believe in the angels, believe in the books that Allah Ta'ala bestowed on His messengers. Believe in these messengers. Believe in the last day. And believe in the destiny or naam, the good of it and the bad of it, all from Allah. And also to believe in all what the Quran and the Sunnah spoke about of the unseen, the life of believing the jinn. You have to believe in the jinn. You have to believe in the jinn. If one doesn't believe in the jinn, then this is against the Sharia. Against the Sharia. Now, you have to believe in the jinn. Also, to believe in the existence of magic. To believe in the existence of magic also. Not to believe in magic. Notice the difference now. It is not to believe in magic, but to believe in the existence of magic. Sound cutting, what can I do? Repeat. Now you can hear? Can you hear now? Yes. Okay. It is, as we said, to believe in everything that the Quran and the Sunnah brought of the unseen, the life of the jinn. The life of the jinn, right? And the grave. And what's going to be there, right? And also to submit all of your cases you submit all of your case to Allah, to your Lord, and with the tawheed, with the oneness, and to fulfill the obedience of Allah, to be obedient to your Lord, and to free yourself from any form of shirk, to free yourself of any form of shirk, of association. and its people, and to free yourself and to free yourself of the people of shirk, the people of shirk, and also to believe and to believe in the obligations that the Quran and the Sunnah came with, that these are obligatory. Everything that the Quran said obligatory, you have to know it, you have to believe that it is obligatory. And that is to believe that whatsoever the Quran and the Sunnah said forbidden, that it is forbidden. And lastly, to believe that it is obligatory upon every mankind and jinn to obey and follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this we want to discuss with the proofs and evidences. And let's go back to the beginning. Now, how is the sound, ikhwan? Do you hear me well in both rooms? Sound and pulse talk. Sound and music. One pulse talk. Since that pulse talk, people do not hear me. I think the okay, anyway, to believe in Allah, to believe in Allah, means that you have to believe in Allah's existence first. To believe in Allah means to believe in His existence first. Still cutting. Okay, I will write whatever I can write down, and you can, after the class, I will upload the recording of the talk, and inshallah you can take it from there. Okay, so to believe in His existence. Now, many verses of the Quran as for example in Surah Taha, Allah Ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam when He sent him and his brother Harun to Fir'aun, said to them, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Verily, I am with you. I can hear. I can see everything. And also Allah Ta'ala said about Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companion Abu Bakr As-Siddiq, when they were in the cave and the kuffar were chasing them, Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet ﷺ said to Abu Bakr Siddiq, what about two mankind and the third of them is Allah, their Lord? So Allah Ta'ala said, describing Muhammad ﷺ, ثانية اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. And Allah تعالى said, إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. And verily Allah is with those who fear Him and those who do good, or the good doer. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الرحمن على العرش استوى. Ar-Rahman has settled on the throne. Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa. So these are evidences and proofs for the existence of Allah Ta'ala. And the existence of Allah Ta'ala does not mean that He is physically with us, mixing with us. No, but He is settled on His throne, away from His creation, but He, His hearing, His seeing, His power, His support, His punishment, His revenge, is all surrounding us. Now, so to believe in Allah, you have to believe in His existence first. And then to believe in His Lordship. What does that mean? What does that mean? No, we cannot say Allah has a body or doesn't have a body, because Allah Ta'ala did not tell us about that at all. We are only concerned about what He, Allah Ta'ala, has told us. We are only slaves, and He is the master. We can only say what He has told us to say. We cannot bring statements from our own minds. We have to just follow what He subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to us, sent down to us through His messenger. We can only say what He said in the Quran and in the Hadith. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Shura, Ar-Rahmanu al-Arsh istawa. No, not said. We said settled. We did not say sit. And we cannot say sit. We only say what He subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. You can only describe something you see. But Allah Ta'ala, nobody can see Him today. We only can see Him in the hereafter. And we are only going to be able to see His face, which is the cause of all pleasure. Alright. So, and the second is to believe in His Lordship. What does the Lordship mean? Allah created us and sustained, and He sustains us and everything in the universe. I think this means that He is the Lord of all the worlds, not like a Lord in this world who may have authority but does not possess a lot, or someone who has a lot of possession but does not have the authority. His Lordship is perfect and will become clear on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Jazakallah khair, Abu Lina. Zainab says, He is alone in His exclusive actions, like creating, providing, giving life, and causing death. Okay, that is also one another angle of the belief. Salih says that Allah is the creator, the sustainer, and the Malik, or the king, the owner of everything. Aziz Abdul Zahir says Al Malik, Al Sayyid, Al Ilah, Al Khaliq. All this is correct. Hafsa says He is the Lord of all creation, the creator, the one who gives and withholds, the sustainer. It is the one aspect of Tawheed even the kuffar sometimes have. Mujahid say the glorified and exalted. We can say all these things that mean the Lordship of Allah. The Lordship of Allah is absolute, meaning that Allah is the only creator, and He created His creation with no design before it that He followed while creating His creation. But He created them for no example existed before. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala controls all this universe, from the smallest ant to the largest elephant or whatsoever. He, Allah ta'ala, is the one who sustains all mankind, jinn, animals, birds, insects, whatsoever. Allah ta'ala said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise due to Allah, the Lord of all universes. Rabbil Alameen means all universes. All universes. All worlds. Mankind world. The jinn world, the angels world, the animals world, the birds world, the fish world, the insects world, the whatsoever world. Many creations that mankind yet did not come to know. And day by day, mankind, science, is discovering more creation on this planet and on other planets, as they claim. And these universes are only from Allah Ta'ala. He is the Lord. And this is the meaning of the Lord. The Lord made mankind capable to live on this earth. But it is not possible for mankind to live on the moon or on any other planet. Why? Because it is the wisdom of Allah, the Almighty. It is He, Allah, alone who can do that. Allah Ta'ala said also, as in Ayah 22 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, اعبدوا ربكم. O you mankind, worship your Lord. Who this Lord is? Who this Lord is? He described himself saying, الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. The one who created you and those who were before you, so that you may fear. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. He who hath appointed the earth a resting place for you, and the sky as a canopy, and caused water as a rain from the sky, and brought from and brought forth therewith fruits and provision for you. And then Allah Ta'ala kept describing all these things that every simple person, the farmer, whoever, can see and can know. As the Arabi, the Bedouin, we call them here camel men, as you call them in the West, cowboys. These camel men are illiterate people who are only raising up camels in the desert. This man who was illiterate Bedouin, he one day passed by a camel dung and footsteps. Then he looked, he said, these footsteps indicates essentially that there were people here or walked passed by here, this place. And these dungs indicates that there were camels came across this place. So he wants to say that this, nobody has a doubt, nobody can have a doubt about this. Everyone, every single mankind will agree that these footprints means that people passed by this place. And these dungs of camels means that camels, these people had camels with them. Now, then he came back to and he said, وَسَمَاءٌ ذَاتُ أَبْرَاجٍ وَأَرْضٌ ذَاتُ فِجَاجٍ أَلَا تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْعَلِيمِ الْخَبِيرِ. As the footsteps, it is essentially indicates that mankind passed by him. And the dung of the camels indicates that definitely camels crossed here, this place. What about these beautiful planets twinkling, these stars twinkling, and the moon and the light and the clouds and the air and the water and the seas and the animals and the oceans and the whales and the lions and the elephants and the insects and the trees and whatsoever you see. He said, if this dung definitely proves that a camel or camels passed by here, and the footprint definitely proves that mankind, people passed by here, so why should these very beautiful and perfect world does not indicate the oneness of the Creator? Look at this simple person. Look at this simple person. He calculated it this way, very simply. He looked to these things and he knew that people, no one will argue with him. No one will argue that these footprints were only for people. And these dunks were only for animals or camels. And then you look to, and these simple things must give me a definite information. What about this perfect world? Can't it give me a clear evidence that there is a great Creator who created all this? Subhanallah. Subhanallah al-Azim. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. we will show them the signs and the horizons on themselves up until it is clearly shown to them that it is the truth, that Allah is the only true God and He is existing now, and He is the Lord of all of these universes. And Allah Ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Don't they look to the heavens, how highly they raised with no pillars to cover them? And as in Surah Tabarak, no breaks on them, no breaks. You cannot see any crack on the sky. So what does that mean? That means that it is the creation of Allah, the only Lord of all of this universe. Here we stop to continue inshallah tomorrow from the same point. Believe in the Lordship of Allah with more proofs and evidences, with more clarifications. أسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يرزقني وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والتوبة النصوح واللسان الصادق والقلب الخاشع والعين الباكية من خشية الله. أسأله جل وعز أن يرفعنا وإياكم مقاما محمودا وأن يجعل لنا وإياكم قدم صدق في الآخرين، وأن يجعلنا من ورثة جنة النعيم، وأن يغفر لنا ولآبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا والمسلمين أجمعين، إنه على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير. والله تعالى أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.